Well, Michael joins us on the line this morning, Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
So it's tax season, and you guys have something special going on.
We have indeed. The RCMP and all policing agencies are always concerned this time of the year about CRA tax scams. So we are going to try to help make things a little bit better for folks. So by law, you have to keep personal tax receipts for 7 years, and then it's recommended you dispose of them. And unfortunately, there's a lot of vultures out there. So folks that may have documents that have personal information on it, they may put it in a recycle bin thinking they're doing the right thing, you know, not throwing stuff out and you know, polluting the environment. However, some folks end up burning it, which is not usually very good for the air, but we have a solution.
Okay.
So the solution is confidential shredding. So Oceanside Community Safety, we're going to be working together with some of our partners, the Oceanside RCMP, Best Shredding, and Wembley Center. We're going to be hosting a confidential shredding fundraiser on Saturday, the May 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wembley Center, which is located in Parksville. We'll be right beside the highway, lots of signage, and you'll look for the beautiful blue Best Shredding truck, and we'll be there to help you get rid of those documents in a safe manner.
Excellent. A great solution for getting rid of them as well, and other stuff you have lying around that might have your address or important details on it.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that that the RCMP really pushed in, that, you know, the chance of becoming a victim of mail theft, like collect your mail daily, and even when you get those unsolicited credit card opportunities, let's say opportunities, but that's what they are. But a lot of times it has some of your personal information on it. And most of us, I can be guilty sometimes too, we don't think about it and we just throw it in the recycling bin. And unfortunately, dumpster divers can actually take that information and actually start committing fraud using some of that information, because obviously if the company soliciting found your information, so can others. So if you have mail, if you don't have a shredder at home, please bring it out. If you're a business and you want to support initiatives in public safety and crime prevention, such as our program for Block Watch, think about coming out on May the 7th. We'll be there between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and we'll be happy to help and make Oceanside a wee bit of a safer place.
Excellent. Oh, and what is the cost?
The cost is by donation.
Okay.
The most important thing of this is that, Bill, we really want people to make sure they get rid of these documents. So whatever you can afford, proceeds will be going toward these Block Watch and many of the other programs that we offer. You've seen us out by the roadside. We offer the Keeping in Touch program for those that are living independently. Just so many activities that we do that we really do need the support of the public, and what a great way for us to be able to reach out and for the public to actually participate in these programs.
Perfect. Well, thanks for doing this, and we'll see you, I guess that's not this Saturday, but the next one.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much for the support, Bill, and make sure everybody out there support the lounge, because they really support the community.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.